Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph, and we're starting near the top with Halacha Vav and Avilut Shuras Daf. It's on Yud Ches Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Biyakim Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah says Ain Shar Nisam Mursan Latarna Goylim Aval Chaltin. One is not allowed to soak Mursan, which is bran for chickens. This is not allowed to be done on Pesach. Bran is part of grain, and if he soaks in water, it's going to become chametz, and it's obviously usher to have on Pesach. But he could do Chaltin, which is putting in boiling water, and that prevents it from becoming chametz. Furthermore, Ha'isha Loi Tisha Sam Mursan Shtalch Biyad Al Merchat, a woman is not allowed to soak the bran that she's bringing in her hand to the bathhouse. This is something that she would rub on her skin. It was either some sort of cleaning agent or an exfoliant, so she's not allowed to soak in water either because it's going to become chametz. Aval shafei al basar yavesh, but she could rub it onto her skin dry, even though there's some water on her skin. Since she's not soaking it prior to putting it on her skin, there's no problem. And lastly, lo yilas adam chitim v'yitam agam makas v'pneishen machmitzos. One is not allowed to chew wheat and place it on his wound. This is some sort of paste that they would make that would heal wounds, because when he chews the wheat, it becomes chametz. The Gemara tells us, we have a brayso, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Amar Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, Ezu Hiha Me'isa, what is Me'isa? This is a discussion regarding different types of doughs and whether or not they're chayav in challah. So Me'isa is something that is hanois in cham l'sach kamach, when boiling water is poured onto flour, and chalita is kamach l'sach chamin, this is when flour is put into boiling water. And again, that's a discussion regarding challah. But v'hach over here, bein cham l'sach mursan, bein mursan l'sach chamin, whether it's the hot water being poured onto the bran or the bran being put into the hot water, b'shiyesh ben shamnunis, when there's shamnunis, when the morsan is like moist and plump and it's put in the hot water, or the hot water is poured on it, that's going to prevent it from being chametz, and it's no problem to do this on Pesach. Now let's discuss the last part of the Mishnah regarding chewing wheat and making it into this sort of paste and using it as some sort of cream to heal a wound. So this is actually called melugma. And as the Gemara tells us, melugma shenisrcha, this melugma, this paste that became putrid, became spoiled, istanayotani zakluvar, istanayotani ein zakluvar. There's a brass that says that one has to get rid of it. There's a brass that says that he doesn't have to get rid of it. The one that says he has to get rid of it, that's b'shenes chamtzav achach nisrcha, where it became chametz and then it became spoiled. So it had the isra of chametz first before it became spoiled, and it's not even able to be eaten by a dog. It doesn't make a difference. It still became chametz first, so he has to get rid of it. Whereas umadamar eino zok levar, according to the one, he doesn't have to destroy it. Shenisrcha v'achach nischamta, first it became nisrach, not even able to be eaten by a dog, and then it became chametz. So by the time it became chametz, it wasn't edible anyway, so he doesn't have to destroy it. Moving on to halacha zayin, the Mishnah tells us ein noses akamach lo yoseh charoses lo yoseh chardol. One is allowed to take flour on Pesach and put it into charoses or into chardol. Chardol is easy, that's mustard, and charoses is actually not referring to the charoses that we eat lela seder. It's referring to some sort of dip that they used to use, which was called charoses. It had vinegar in it, and the reason why one's not allowed to put flour into either of these is because eventually it's going to become chametz, and that's obviously an issue on Pesach. However, im nasan yochel miyad, if he did put it inside these things on Pesach, he should eat it right away before it becomes chametz, whereas your meir oiser, meir asers, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. The Mishnah continues, ein mevashon asa Pesach, one's not allowed to cook the carbon Pesach itself, loy b'mashkin, not with liquid, v'loy b'meperos, not in fruit juices. That's because the pasuk says, al teichlu menuna u'bashel mevushel b'mayim, don't cook it in water. So the carbon Pesach is not allowed to be cooked with any sort of liquid. Avol, however, sachun matbilin oisay b'hen, one could be sach it, meaning as it's roasting, he could take liquid and put it on the outside. That's because it's not really cooking, it's just a little bit of liquid on the outside. Or when he's eating the carbon Pesach, he could be matbil it, he could dip it into some sort of dip or juice or whatever it is. Lastly, metash mishav shel nachtoim, the water that the baker uses anytime they used to make bread, and over here obviously we're talking about making matzah on Pesach, the baker, the guy who's making the matzah, in order to keep his fingers cool, he would put them in a bowl of water. That's the metash misha shal nachtoim. So yushafchu, that has to be poured out, because they become chametz. Little bits of flour and dough fall off of the baker's hand into the water, and so eventually it's going to become chametz, so it's got to be poured out. And the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a brisa just like we had in our Mishnah, no placing flour into charosis or into mustard on Pesach, but im nasan yoichel miyad, if he did put it in, he should eat this stuff right away, as long as he doesn't let it sit for a long amount of time, because then it's going to become chametz. Whereas our meir oiser, meir asers, why is that? Because against his will, he's going to end up letting it sit. That's because both mustard and charoses are very sharp, and you can't eat them right away. It takes a while, and in that time, it's going to become chametz. Therefore, meir says, even if you did put the flour into these things, no eating it on Pesach. We now go on to the next part of Mishnah regarding cooking the karm Pesach in water or some sort of other liquid. If it says in the pasuk u'bashal mevushal b'mayim, that it's not allowed to be cooked in water. Now ain li alamayim, I only know it can't be cooked in water from here. Minay l'rabbis shar mashkin, how do I know to include that other liquids also are not allowed to be used to cook the karm Pesach? Tamlam, because the pasuk says u'bashal mevushal, a double lashon, mikol makom, any sort of cooking in any sort of liquid is aser. However, ad kedon Rabbi Akiva, this is all good according to Rabbi Akiva, who always explains that when we have a double lashon in a pasuk, one of those lashonis could be used to teach us something else. But Rabbi Shmuel, what about according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a double lashon is just a standard way to say say things, and we can't learn anything extra just because it says ubasham uvashal with this double lashon. So how does he know that we can't cook the Karban Pesach in other liquids? And on this, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, we have a Buraisa from Rabbi Shmuel, the Kal V'Chomer. It's a simple Kal V'Chomer. Maim she'ena mefigin tamon atomar aser, just like water, that it doesn't take away, it doesn't ruin the taste of the meat. Still, you say you can't cook the Karban Pesach in water. Shar mashkin she'mefigin tamon l'kol shekein, other liquids that are going to definitely take away from the taste of the Karban Pesach. When we say for sure that it's aser, and that's how Rabbi Shmuel knows this. Continue to discuss water and matzah. Ein loshen matzah mashkin, no kneading matzah dough with some sort of liquid. Aval mekatfen asav mashkin, but he could be mekatef it with liquid. What's mekatef? So when you have the dough laying on the table, ready to go into the oven, you pat it lightly with some sort of liquid. That's kind of like what you do with your challah. Before you put it in the oven, you might put some egg on top. That's mekatef. You pat a little bit of liquid on top. That's okay. That's like considered like matzah that has a different type of liquid in it. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Ani yisim Rabbi Lezer from Rabbi Shua b'sfina. I was with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua on a boat. It was obviously Pesach. V'lashti matzosan v'mashkin, and I kneaded their matzah with a different type of liquid. The Gemara continues, Ein loshen matzah b'roischen v'bnei shen chaltin. No kneading matzah dough with boiling water, because that's chaylatet. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that prevents it from becoming chametz. And as we know from an earlier Gemara, you can only be yetzer yechiv of matzah with something that could have become chametz. But now that you poured boiling water on it, it doesn't even have the ability to become chametz, so you can't be yetzer yechiv of matzah with it. Chaf alfam beis on top, v'loy b'paishen, not with warm water either, v'bnei shen machmitzin, because that's going to make the dough become chametz really quickly. But you couldn't eat it with cold water. That's the type of water you're supposed to use when you're making matzah. As more of a we have a mission that says, Kol menachas niloshes v'paishen u'mesham shalayach mitzu. All karbanos mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, they knead it with warm water, and they just guard it to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So you see that you could use warm water and still prevent it from becoming chametz. So Rav Ami says, B'shem Rav Shem and Lakish, that Taman over there, when we're talking about a karban mincha, hadavar masar l'kayhanim. That's given over to kayhanim. V'kayhanim's reason hain. The kayhanim are conscientious. They do things very quickly, and they're going to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Over here, who's making matzah? The women. It's not kohanim, therefore it's different. And we're not going to the next three words. The question rather is as follows. What about kohanim themselves? Are they allowed to make their own matzah with warm water? Since kohanim are zizin in regards to menachos, maybe we'll say that they're zariz regarding their own matzah, and there's no problem. And the answer is, Yevik Hadol, let's bring from the following. Tana Reb Zechariah Chassanid Reb Levi, Reb Zechariah, the son of Lord Reb Levi, taught, Nida Chayfeves V'Sarekes, a Nida, when she's going to the mikvah, she has to scrub herself and comb her hair, making sure that there's no chatzitzas, there's nothing that's going to intersperse in between her skin and the water. Whereas Kayhenes, a woman who's a kohen who's going to the mikvah every single day to be able to eat truma, in a chafevas v'sarekes, she doesn't have to do this extensive cleaning of herself because she's used to going to the mikvah every day. Whereas Nida Kayhenes, chafevas v'sarekes, a Kayhenes who happens to be a Nida and that's why she's going to the mikvah, she does have to do this extensive cleaning and scrubbing of herself. Why is that? Shaloi lachlik be Nida l'Nida. So it's not to differentiate between different women who are Nida, a yes Kayhenes, a non Kayhenes. Every Nida has to be chafefes v'sarekes. And v'hacha, here also, shalalachak ben matzah l'matzah, we don't want to differentiate between different types of matzah, kinds making it and non-kinds making it, and therefore we just have a hard, fast rule, a light plug, that matzah is not allowed to be kneaded with warm water. And now go on to the last part of the Mishnah, meitash mishal nachtoim yishavchu b'nei she'en machmitzin. We had said this water that the baker uses to cool down his hands, that has to be poured out, it can't be used because it becomes chametz. Now the question is, where is it poured? So isanay atani, those that teach in Braisa, shayvchan makam eshbayron, that it's poured out in a place that's eshbayron. Eshbayron is lashon of shavur, broken, meaning the ground is cracked, it's full of cracks and crevices, and that's where this water should be poured out. And this is what I tell you, those that teach, shevchon makam katafras, it should be poured on a sloped area. And Rabbi Yosi explains, mad amr shevchon makam ashbayron, the one that holds should be poured on cracked ground. That's b'shahaya ashbayron gavaya, where these cracks are very high. It's not very shallow cracks, basically deep cracks in the ground, and when he pours his water out, it flows down into the cracks and then soaks into the ground, and nothing's going to end up pooling, so we don't have a problem. And the reason why this mad amr does not hold of pouring it down a slope, that's because it just goes down a slope and it gathers at the bottom and it's just going to pool there and be chametz. Whereas Manda Amar, Makam Katafras, according to Manda Amar, this should be poured in a sloped area. That's B'shaya Katafras Gadol. It's where it's a very long slope, a very long incline, and as it flows down, it ends up getting absorbed into the ground, so it's not going to end up pooling at the bottom. And Amar Pichas, B'shem Rav Ila, he said, Hachin Havu Rebbe Behava Ba, this is what he used to do with it. Now we have another memra, Shar Chitin Usa'ir Mimayim, if one soaked wheat or barley in water, Nischamtsu Asurais, if they became chametz, then they're Asur. If he didn't become chametz, their mutter. And Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef clarifies, Shar Sa'ir B'mayim, if one soaked barley in water, Nizbaku, if they cracked, meaning if the kernels cracked open, Harei Ilu Asur, then they're Asur, because that's the indication that they became chametz, that they started fermenting, if you will. However, Sha'ir B'chametz, mutter, M'nei Sha'chametz Seiftan, if wheat or barley was soaked in vinegar, they're mutter, because the vinegar prevents them from becoming chametz, so there's no issue. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hayu Lo Yayin Koseis, he had wine that was about to spoil, and Yo'ab Gabei sarin, he put barley in it, begin the yachma, so that it should become vinegar even quicker. And shal ravimi asked ravimi, is this a problem? Amrlei told him, tsar chat levar, you have to get rid of it, because there's barley in this. And the barley became chametz. And Rechinina Breder of Kahai, havalei dvash mezuyef besilis, he had honey that had flour mixed into it, and shal ravmani asked ravmana, Amrlei told him, tsar chat levar, you have to get rid of it. The flour became chametz. And chadmin ilander of Kirai, somebody in the family of Kirai, havalei garbin de moshach, he had barrels of oil, begoy oitzer de chitayo, inside a storage house of wheat. And shal rabbanan, he asked rabbanan what to do. Amrlei, they told him, ezel garf mintuchtehain, go and sweep out, clean out from underneath the barrel. Any wheat that you find under the barrel, you have to get rid of, because that had a little bit of oil that spilled on it and it became chametz, so you have to get rid of that. But everything else in the storage house is fine. And last case, hayu rav imi be'ilin garbaya de kutcha, rav imi paskind with these barrels of kutach. Kutach was some sort of chametz dikdip made with spoiled milk and bread. So these barrels used to hold kutach. What could one do to them in order to be able to use them on Pesach? Memali oisin mayim shloish yamim me'es le'es. He fills them up with water for 3 days. Me'es le'es, meaning for 3 24-hour periods. He fills them up with water. That takes out all the chametz that's absorbed into the walls. Then he could use them even on Pesach. Hadrolach parakol shah. Mazor finishing the second parak of the Mesachta. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Mesachta's Pesachim together. And of course, all of Shas Yushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.